Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back to Business Resolutions, and my guest is Claudio Reck of Vista Systems. And we were describing, of course, I interrupted you, and you got into a fascinating area of how you expanded from Four Seasons and that franchise to these other businesses. And of course, that then led to the need for the change in the name, which is a very simple question. It ended up with,
yes,
with an explanation that was very interesting.
With a lot of products, and we couldn't, you know, it was confusing people. They were not all Four Seasons products.
Right,
so we created Vista Systems basically as so we could market all the products under one company name.
Okay, but before I interrupted you, because that's the only way I could put what I did to you, you were describing the relationship with the partners. You had described how the partners were brought in. One was a person from the factory, the Four Seasons factory, and the other one was a person who was in a related business. So what happened with these two partners? I understand
they were not
easy things to resolve.
In the beginning, it worked really well. They had each one contributed essential knowledge and experience to get the business off the ground. And as we kept growing, we realized that we were going to need additional people, and the partner from New York offered to come down to Puerto Rico to help expand the business. We basically were thinking we could set up an office on the West Coast and one on the South Coast, and basically have like three different stores in Puerto Rico. But it didn't work out that way. Once we were working together, it's not like
an arm's length.
It's not like when you're dating. When you're dating, you know, everything is peaches and creams, but now we were married. You know, this guy came down, he sat in the same office with me, and we were working together. And that's when the differences in personality and differences in character came out. And it turns out that we didn't get it along that well.
You weren't compatible.
Yes, yes.
Business-wise or personal-wise.
So we had a couple of years of the guy from New York and me working under the same roof. And it was a lot of friction, a lot of arguments, and a lot of differences of opinion. And it turns out that our other partner, he used an old Puerto Rican expression. He said, you can't have two male crabs in the same hole. It's an old Puerto Rican expression.
Dos güeyes machos en la misma cueva.
Yeah, it's like, you know, like putting two cocks in the cockfight in the arena where they start fighting with each other. So we decided it wasn't working out, and we told my partner that he could not be in the business anymore, and it ended up being opening a box of Pandora. The guy went back to New York, ended up suing us for $25 million. It was painful. It was crazy. We were able to get the case dismissed, and we ended up buying him out of the company. And it was traumatic because he was my mentor, he was my friend, but we ended up parting on not too good terms.
And of course, when you reached an agreement with these partners, it was all verbal. How you would part ways was probably not putting in writing. One of the mechanisms was, if there is a difference of opinion and controversy, where is that controversy going to be resolved? That, of course, without any written document.
Right.
It was to have to then litigate in New York, which I find kind of strange, because I would have thought that litigation had to take place in Puerto Rico, where all the business was and all the relationship was established. But in any case, it was traumatic, and
one piece of advice I can give to our WOSO listeners is anybody who's thinking about starting a business should research it properly. And if you're going to set up a partnership, you have to have certain documents in place. One thing we never did was write up a buy-sell agreement, which is a document that establishes the procedures that have to be followed when a person wants to get out of the partnership. So it's like a prenuptial agreement.
We did
not have that. So we had to improvise when we wanted to.
About how much did it cost you, that litigation in New York, in terms of legal fees? Ballpark, if you remember.
I would say $10,000 or $15,000.
Okay.
at that time.
And but in any case, you were able to resolve the case in the courts, and you were able to resolve the matter in terms of buying out his shares. But it was a very traumatic experience. Now tell us about the other partner. What happened with the other partner, and how was that resolved?
Well, it turns out same thing. He was, you know, we both were both Puerto Ricans. I'm a Puerto Rican American, but we both went to the same school. We had similar mentalities.
You're Puerto Rican American German.
I'm Puerto Rican American German.
We'll get that a little bit later. We'll get back to that shortly.
Anyway, we got along much better. But after a couple of years, I realized that I was an employee and I was a partner, but I was not the sole owner, and I was not building a business that I could leave as a legacy for my children or that I could sell in the future or whatever. And I got this kind of I got restless, basically. I thought it's about time that I either do something on my own or that I buy this business. And I thought it was gonna be another traumatic experience, buying out my other partner or getting rid of him or him buying me out. But we reached a very quick agreement. I had a business valuation done, and this was another lesson I learned in life. I made an offer, he made a counter offer, and I was expecting a big fight, and when he made the counter offer, I accepted, rather than
negotiating
the price. And I realized that I was negotiating from a position of strength and I didn't take advantage of it. But the truth of the matter is that I was able to buy out my other partner, became sole owner, and now the interesting part was that I went from being a salesperson to a business owner. So now I had to learn about management, I had to learn about a lot of other things that I wasn't doing at the time. And it was interesting, but the last 6 years have been a roller coaster ride, and it's been something that I'll remember to the end of my life.
but in terms of this other partner, besides you wanting to control the company on your own and have the right to leave everything to your children and everything, the reasons why one wants to have complete control of things, but there was this area where he was in a similar business, and as you expanded in the Vista systems as you described, you started having run-ins where he was affecting you almost competitively, right?
So the problem we were having is that his products and my products overlapped a little bit. When we were doing skylights, I could do a residential skylight and he would not complain. But if we went for the same commercial job, if it was $100,000 or $200,000 commercial skylight, he basically told me that's not your, you cannot sell that because that's my job. Right. And so after years, I felt
You were describing that for you. You would, some skylights, you would say, well, if the skylight goes all the way to the ground, like a sunroof, that's not a skylight, that's a
right.
sunroof.
We had to create a definition.
Continually fighting about
what. We had to create a definition so we would not argue. And basically, if it had glass walls, it was a sunroom. If it was a roof only, it was a skylight.
Yeah, so the conflicts, there weren't conflicts from a personality point of view, except that you wanted to be your own boss. But there were conflicts from a competitive point of view, which then becomes personality.
Right.
And so
basically, he was trying to keep me contained, so I would not cut into his business. And in the 90s, that was not the case because the market was expanding.
Nobody cared. Yeah.
Yeah.
There was tons of business for everybody. What the heck? But then when business starts shrinking, then people start looking at each other and they don't want the competitive, and then you get into the conflict.
Aside from the thing that we had overlapping products, I had a feeling that he was keeping me from growth. We were averaging between $2 and $3 million a year in sales up to 2005. And when I bought him out in 2007, my sales jumped to $6 million in 2008. $7 million, and then I had to put a stop to it because I wasn't going to be able to handle everything.
Right.
I actually in 2009 decided that I was not going to look for any new business just so I could take care of everything I had sold in the previous years.
We have to take a break. Fascinating. I always find fascinating as people get into their partnerships and then have to break them, and the lessons that we all learn from those experiences are tremendous. We'll be right back. Take a break. I'm with Claudio Reck of Vista Systems.